Good morning. We are now live learning a little the systems here at KNPT, also broadcast on KBCH and KWDP. This is Lincoln County Connections. This is a new program coming to you here from the Kite Studios, the Aquinnah Bay Communication Studios here in Newport, Oregon, being broadcast countywide. We've got Ono Husing on the program. Ono, this is a brand new show. Good morning. Thanks for being my first guest here at Aquinnah Bay Communications.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
So a little backstory. We are really happy and fortunate to now have Lincoln County Connections here as a part of Aquinnah Bay Communications. I really want to give a thanks to Dave Miller, Johnny Randolph, Kira Morgan, everybody for making this possible. And for those who have never heard of the program before, we do talk about news, events. We talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. And that means we have department heads on. We have partner organizations appear on the program every week. And our planning director, Ono Husing, is on today. And this is really a great opportunity to start the program. I really did say to myself, who should come with me on the program on the first time we come on? And I thought of you, Ono, because you're the new planning director, and you've got such a depth of knowledge. I knew I would be safe with you because of just what a smart guy you are, and I always enjoy talking to you. So thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Casey.
You know, Ono, how many months now have you been our planning director?
Well, it's been since mid-March, so I think as I count the months on my hand, it's, you know, close to now 4 or 5 months. And the time has flown. I can't believe how that, you know, I've been here even as long as I have. So, yeah, I'm still the new kid, but but that's going to wear off here pretty soon, right?
Well, what's interesting is you've really been on the Planning Commission for 18 years?
Well, no, I stepped down several years ago because, you know, I have two young children, and some of the after-school events and things were getting to the point where I wasn't able to make the meetings. But I did spend 15 years on the Planning Commission. Yeah, the Lincoln County Planning Commission. So, I was very, you know, deeply familiar with many of the staff and the issues because of services. But let's not make any mistakes here in terms of understanding that it's a very different thing to be serving, you know, in the staff capacity, getting everything all prepped and ready to go and working with the public every day compared to the Planning Commission role. We've been blessed over the years in Lincoln County that we've had a lot of continuity with our Planning Commissions. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got people like Phil Spolnick and others that have literally spent decades, you know, from the beginning of the system to today serving. So there's an enormous amount of knowledge and continuity. We've had a very functioning planning commission. And when I say that, I mean they show up, they're knowledgeable, they really read their packets. They don't try to make things up, you know, and insert, you know, ideas and opinions when there's an applicant. You know, we're trying to, you know, it's about the code, the Lincoln County Development Code. If you're coming before our planning commission or our department, and you have a development right based on the property that you own, we're bound and determined to help you realize that dream and make that happen. But, you know, if our land use code and the building codes don't, you know, permit something to go forward, you know, we have scrutiny from the state and, you know, from different state agencies. We just can't sort of waive the code. And so we're bound by certain state restrictions, both on the building code side, of course, and the land use system, but we really try to faithfully execute the code, and we do that every day over the counter, you know, when people come in and want to talk about their properties of what they can or can't do and how they can make that happen. And our commission has always been great, Planning Commission has been great at having that sort of, we're not going to wing it and try to, you know, make things happen that are not lawful or stop things from happening that are lawful. It's about, you know, people coming before, you know, Lincoln County government, when they've got something as important as their land in question, treating them fairly and letting them know exactly where they stand and helping them to get to where they're going. And the other, further up the food chain, you know, the Lincoln County commissioners then, I mean, if someone doesn't like what happens at the planning staff, they can always appeal it to the planning commission. Or if they don't like what the planning commission does, some stuff has to go to the planning commission, that's a good idea, then they can appeal to the county commissioners. But what I experienced for all those years is that the planning commission and the planning staff, we're very in sync with the three county commissioners, mm-hmm. and have been for years. Because if you're carrying out the code faithfully and you're really paying attention and you're doing the details and you're doing the good work, there shouldn't be many appeals. Or sometimes people want to appeal something anyway, but it's been very, very rare that, in our county at least, that that our county commissioners over the years have had to sort of overturn a planning commission's decision, because they've usually been very thoughtful and they've adhered to the code, and you look at it and you take a fresh look. If someone says, no, I don't think they did it right, and, you know, 99% of the time they've upheld the planning commission's decisions because, you know, they've been thoughtful and responsible. And, you know, that doesn't happen a lot of places. You know, if you start inserting political things into what's really an administrative process, then, you know, things can get pretty balled up and you got a lot of appeals and it gets messy, and that's not good. I don't think that's good for anybody.
Well, one of the things you've mentioned is how great staff is, how efficient everybody is over in the planning department.
Planning and building department, right? And, so it's not just the planners, right? We're a team of, we have ALIMs and the inspectors that go out.
Yeah, maybe
give
us a 101, because for those of us who might not be property owners or wouldn't be developing,
yeah,
what is planning and building 101? I mean, what do people come to Lincoln County for?
Well, if they're going to build a home or you know, a commercial property or something, you know, they need to get building permits and they need to know that what they want to do is, you know, is in sync with our Lincoln County code, the development mm-hmm. code, so the zoning is correct, you know. The way it works is that under Oregon's land use system, there's state oversight of what we do with our planning and with our building department. So, you know, that's why the name Lincoln County Planning and Development. The development references all of the building permit issuances and inspections and stuff. So we really have two different the right hand and the left hand working together in our department, where the zoning has to be correct, and then when people start working to actually develop the building, there are state building codes mm-hmm. that are there for health and safety. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. things like how you wire your house so the house doesn't burn down, and, you know, how you frame a house so the house doesn't fall down.
Right.
And you know, let's face it, it's, you know, sometimes people don't want to go get building permits and are they, oh, I don't want to pay the fee, or, you know, I just want to do my own thing. Well, right. One of the big messages I have today is that please, you know, think long and hard about, you know, not coming in, and if you've got any kind of substantial work that you're doing, even to remodel your house, if you're changing the footprint, whether you're in a city or a county, you know, please consider getting the right permits and making sure it's up to code, because your property's more valuable if you've got it. You know, if you're building to code and you've got the right paperwork and the permits, because later on when you want to pass the property on to your kids mm-hmm. or you're going to be, you know, sell, you know, because people think they're going to live somewhere forever. Guess what? Stuff happens, or they move off. Now the kids have it, and so banks and insurance companies, they want to see the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is if people make a decision that, well, I don't think I'm going to get the right permits, I'm just going to go do what I want to do and wing it, you know, or what happens a lot is that later on, you know, they'll want to refinance, or it's time to sell the property or do something else, and then a bank or an insurance company will say, all right, well, let's see your paperwork. I want to know that the house that I'm lending money or insuring is up to code and is,
sure,
you know, a lawful structure. And guess what? If you're winging it, then all of a sudden, see, that's when people go, oh, I had no idea. Or then, you know, what happened was around here is that, especially when there was this building boom, you know, a lot of people just started, you know, a lot of money and a lot of investment in property and real estate was happening around here.
And the recent boom? You know,
well, before the big recession, uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, wow. I mean, the stories. People around here know that the, you know, the contractors, the builders, and the real estate, everything sort of took off you know, before the Great Recession, and around the country, the same thing. And it happened here too. And there was an awful lot of stuff that was, you know, that was happening. And some of it wasn't always up to code or wasn't done quite right. And then, you know, later when people got upside down in their properties, if they were speculating on a property, then they talked to the bank and the bank says, where's the paperwork? And there's no paperwork. And now they're coming into the, you know, 3 or 4 years later, after they've done something, they're coming into the department saying, well, the bank is asking me to provide such and such. And it's like, well, we didn't do it that way. And then, you know, our building department always works with people. And at that point, you hope to get everybody right with the paperwork that what they've done is up to code. And then sometimes it's okay, but there are other times when if people are winging it, it's not up to code. And then it's like, oh, my God, you got to tear the walls apart, or you got to do this, or you got to do that. So it's just my, you know, hey, everybody, it's up to everybody to do their what they're going to do. You know, I'm not trying to tell people what to do. It's a recommendation. Come talk to us. You know, figure out there are real advantages, you know, in terms of the value of your property to do development correctly, to have it, you know, to be doing things in a way that all the paperwork is there and it works for them.
If you're listening to us, we're coming to you live, Yquinna Bay Communications on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP. We'll be back in just a moment and continue our discussion with Ono Husing. He's a planning director, planning and development, that is, for Lincoln County. And we are back to you, Lincoln County Connections, here on Yquinna Bay Communications, coming to your community, whether you are in Newport, Lincoln City, Depot Bay. Thanks for listening to us this morning. We have Ono Husing. He's the planning director for Lincoln County. And Ono, talk about staff for just a minute, because I know you got a great team over there, and you keep telling me how wonderful these individuals are. They're here to help.
Yeah, you know, when I and it's really should take a moment to every single person that works in our department. They really care deeply about each other, and they care about serving the public. And you know, there's a really immediate experience that happens when someone walks through the door, or they're on the phone, and they're trying to schedule a building inspection for one of our folks to go out. Or they're coming in to learn about what their property is, or they're trying to, you know, realtors and other people coming in talking about buying property in Lincoln County. It's a hugely important, you know, financial thing going on for the county in terms of, you know, making sure this all goes well and creating an environment where people come into to our department with a whole bunch of questions and they leave with a whole bunch of answers. So they leave with the idea that, you know what, there are people that are here that are really going to help them figure out what they need to do. And that's, to me, you know, that's, I can tell with the folks that we have, with their knowledge and experience and how we work together as a team, that's the for lack of a better word, the customer experience is really good. People always, I think 99% of the time, unless they really find out something about their property that they didn't know that's a blow to them, that they thought they could do something and they hadn't really. They bought something not really understanding what they were doing. There are times when it's not a good deal, you know, where it's like, wow, I thought I could do this and I can't, and now what do I do? But, you know, so much of the time people come in and they get a laundry list of questions, and we can really help them understand what's going on or give them a call back and do the research. You know, people in our department will go the extra mile. You know, if there's an issue about when something was built or what its legal status, you know, our team, you know, Jessica Bondi and Stewart, we'll run over to the courthouse. We'll dig into the deeds. We'll really look for the things that, you know, these development rights are really important economically for the county. Mm. It's part of our tax base. The amount of contractors and real, I mean, it's a big part of our economy happens over that counter. And so having a staff that treats people with respect and is truly helpful and knowledgeable is a major, it makes Lincoln County operate financially in the private sector and the public sector really so much better with a professional building and planning department that can help people get to where they need to be, so they're not spinning their wheels. Or even, you know, there are people that come in constantly from other parts of the country. They're thinking about, you know, having a second home in Lincoln County or maybe moving here. And we're very often, along with the realty community and our department, we're the first faces and experience about, well, what kind of place is this? And so that's why I'm really proud of the people that we have, how they work together, how we work with the public. And it's really rewarding. That's what people ask me. Well, what do you feel after 5 or 6 months? I said, you know, I go home every day feeling like we've really helped people, that they've had a positive experience. It's stimulating. It's endlessly fascinating what people, you know, have in mind, what they want to do, their thoughts, their emotions. You know, yes, it's all about the code, but yes, it's also about every single individual and their circumstances when they come into the department. And it's a great thing to watch them walk out the door saying to themselves, wow, that was a really good experience, mm-hmm. You know?
Staff and willingness. My father-in-law last summer did some work here in Lincoln County. He's from Lane County, and he was kind of shocked, actually, about how fluid the process was. He just said it was so easy to work in Lincoln County, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's part of it. That is absolutely a big that it's the code is good, the people are good, and we get people to where they need to be.
We're talking to Ano Husin. He's planning and development director here of Lincoln County. We'll be back in just a moment on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP. And we are back with Lincoln County Connections, talking now to Ano Husin. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's public information officer. We've got a little bit of time left, Ano. What are some of your final thoughts as you've been in this role for a while now?
Well, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about the nuts and bolts of the department and not a lot about policy issues. And that's great because, you know, the key message is please work with us. And, you know, we're here to work with you and making sure that everybody understands that we've got a great environment for people to do business in Lincoln County. And we're just critical to the environment of Lincoln County. So that piece is there. And it's just, you know, it's fun, though, to start looking at, you know, one thing I want to share, it's a quick observation, that mm-hmm. I remember when Seaport Airlines was still operating here, right? And I was flying back from Portland over, you know, from Portland into Newport Airport. And it was an evening. And what struck me was it was amazing how when we came up to, you know, we got past the, you know, here we are on the plane, it's dark, looking down. And when we came into what I knew was kind of where Lincoln County was, how little development there was. I mean, it was like flying over the heart of Africa or something. It was just pitch black, you know. And then as we got closer to the coast, I go, oh, okay, that's Siletz, I think. And just a little spot. There's Toledo, okay. And then on the horizon, you know, just two or three points of light in this otherwise inky black sea of darkness. And I'm going, well, you know, Lincoln County, here's some of the statistics, right? Lincoln County is 1,000 square miles, right? It's a rectangular county, right? And 90% of the acreage is in forest zoning. Only 3%, and that's what that was, that night looking out the window, mm-hmm. only 3% is in an urban category. You know, so the actual cities, and that's what Oregon's land use program does. We don't sprawl all over the landscape like they do in other parts of the country. And that's
intentionally.
That's the heart and soul of Oregon's land use system when it was created back in 1973, and then the counties and the cities are asked to do the planning. But in the county unincorporated areas, you know, I mean, about 40% of Lincoln County residents live outside of each of the cities, in these scattered rural residential properties. And I think those are all important. And we need to cherish that rural lifestyle mm-hmm. and find ways to make it compatible with the environment and not do big subdivisions out there. You know, I mean, there are places where there are a few rural communities that are zoned for that. But, you know, that's just a takeaway message that most of Lincoln County is off limits to development. I mean, the amount of farm zoning is 2%. In Lincoln County, the urban area, 3%, 90% forest. There's a 3% for other, which is for some of our rural areas. But that's a big takeaway message for me is that, you know, when we have rural residential, you know, because that's what we our building department does a lot of the inspections for many of the cities. But we also, you know, and they do their own planning within the cities. But each of these rural residences and opportunities to be in rural Lincoln County to me are precious. And we need to do everything we can to keep, you know, people on the land out there, not sprawling, but some of this rural development out there, I think, is a really positive thing for the landscape.
Thank you, Ono Husing, for coming on the program today.
Thank you.
And if you've been listening to us, this is Lincoln County Connections. We'll be here same time, same place next week. You have a wonderful day out there, and we do appreciate your loyalty to the stations. Have a great day.